overall thoughts, you know, a good, another good offensive performance. You kind of scored in bunches and added on.
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, people have to realize that the other team's a good team too, and they really jumped on us. They had a lot of energy. They had more energy than us to start out, and they got the fourth spot there in the second inning. And our guys remained calm and did a good job, and really liked how we bounced back with the five spot in, there in the third to regain the lead. And then a big thing from there was Riley really settled down and put up a bunch of zeros. And then the offense really started kicking in. And, you know, what a performance. Reed Spinrath, 3 for 3, 3 RBIs. And then Jake Holland, 5 RBIs. Those two guys were really key for us with some big at-bats.
Yeah, talk about Riley. Do you think that has to do with, you know, being a veteran, being a fifth-year guy, where you're able to, you know, you give up, you know, a tough inning, but then after that, you know, 6 zeros in a row?
Well, what he did a really good job is he started mixing his pitches better, and that was the key. You know, sometimes you get in that situation with base runners and you're getting hit a little bit. Is in the past, he's just rear back and let's throw harder, and then his ball elevates, straightens out, and he gets hit. But I thought he did a good job of going to some off-speed pitches and executing off-speed pitches and then locating his fastball better and really settled in. But that's what experience does, is he didn't let that rattle him. A young guy might have got knocked out, but he didn't let it rattle him, and he settled down. And because it's big when you play 4 games in 3 days and then you have a Tuesday game, you have to pitch well, because you can get beat any day that you show up to the ballpark. You can get beat.
You mentioned Jake Holland delivering the power today, 2 home runs, not just home runs, but I mean, just no doubters, 1 off the pit, 1 over the hitter's eye. He's really swinging it well.
Well, I guess I should say I'm not surprised, because we saw it all fall, and we saw it in January and February in inter-squad practices. We see it in batting practice every day. The amount of power that's on this team between him and Spinrath and Runyon and Ashby and David and Olson, I mean, those guys put on an absolute hitting clinic during batting practice, and it's really good to see him, you know, have a big day for us, because we needed it.
You know, you mentioned Reed, too. He's known as a power hitter. His first hit today, like, he just hustles and beats out an infield single, like, just plays the game the right way, and then follows with his fourth home run of the year.
He had a hustle single, a double, a home run, and 2 walks. And the 2 walks is something that we've been really harping on, is stop laying off pitches that nobody can hit. And he did that all fall, and then he was pressing early in games and swinging at pitches that he shouldn't swing at. Because when he gets in the box, let's be honest, everybody's like, look at the size of this kid. And they're just not going to pump him fastballs down the middle. And so he has to be patient and take the walks. A walk is as good as a single. And when he gets pitches, he needs to handle them. And that's what he did today.
Kept up your standard defense. Really, everybody was getting it done. I'll let you highlight Devin Dixon, just the way he picks it out there.
It's unbelievable. In the first inning, we have a sports center play. And that gives our pitchers a lot of confidence to throw strikes and let them put the ball in play with soft contact. And I thought our outfielders did a good job on some balls, getting to them in a hurry and getting them in, because, you know, at the end of the day, a guy hits a double, he should be on second at the end of the play, not on third because we misplayed it. And I thought our defense has just been excellent.